Just yesterday, it was being hailed as a major breakthrough. Today, the Senate's compromise immigration bill is being shelved. It's been put on hold while lawmakers leave town for a 2-week recess. Democrats backing the bill tried to bring it to a final vote today, but they were blocked by Republicans and by haggling over amendments. More from NPR's David Wellner.
Senate Democrats were 22 votes shy of the 60 they needed to force a vote on a bill which yesterday appeared to have broad bipartisan support. Majority Leader Bill Frist, despite having backed the last-minute compromise legislation and despite having set this weekend as a deadline for finishing it, urged members of his party to oppose curtailing further debate on the bill.
After having a very optimistic morning yesterday, we found ourselves today where we're going to have to take a pause where a pause was not necessary. And in truth, the Democratic leadership, by putting a stranglehold on the amendment and debate process, are causing us to postpone a very important issue.
The finger-pointing went both ways. Democratic leader Harry Reid accused his Republican counterpart of trying to push through amendments that Reid said would be fatal to the immigration measure.
The people who are allowed to offer the amendments are people who hate the bill. And it speaks volumes. On the floor today and yesterday, Senate leadership minus Senator Frist are opposed to this legislation.
Indeed, some Republicans were openly scornful of the compromise worked out yesterday, which allows those who've been in the country illegally for more than 5 years to stay and pursue U.S. citizenship. Alabama's Jeff Sessions called it just another amnesty.
So this bill is a dead horse, in my view. It should be rejected because amendments have not been allowed, and it should be rejected, most importantly, because it does not do what it purports to do.
The Senate's number two Democrat, Dick Durbin, said Majority Leader Frist should have done more to push his divided caucus toward accepting the immigration bill.
This was clearly a moment for the Senate Republican leader to step forward, not just at the microphone, but in his own caucus, and say we as a party are going to be counted as to whether we are really for this immigration reform.
But Arizona Republican John McCain, who's one of the strongest proponents of legalizing immigrants, said he still has hope the bill can be revived.
That agreement would get 65 or 70 votes, and it's not going away. It's not going away because the problems that are still there and growing that face America as far as illegal immigration is concerned.
Nebraska Republican Chuck Hagel, who helped craft the immigration compromise, pointed out that the stalled legislation will still be taken up by the Judiciary Committee later this month.
I am one who's rather hopeful and maybe more optimistic today than I was even yesterday in that I think the next 2 weeks not only can be used effectively, efficiently up here with our very capable staffs, but for America to better understand and be better informed and educated as to what's at stake here, why this is such an important issue.
But others fear the momentum for passing an immigration overhaul in the Senate may have passed. Getting such sweeping and controversial legislation through Congress in an election year was always a tall order and now appears even taller. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.